Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
And welcome to the best show on your radio. It is Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us as we're presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Here's the one hidden factor that this team takes care of that in the upcoming series involving the Knicks and Pacers that start tonight. That'll determine who's going to win that series. We'll tell you that factor in about 10 minutes. And Pat Riley, the Miami Heat, he's tied to the injury factor affecting his basketball team. Now, over the weekend, Jimmy Butler, part of the Rock the Bells podcast, I don't know if Jimmy Butler was sober or not, but whatever he had to say got a lot of reaction involving two teams that are still in the playoffs, and it's Miami Heat, no longer part of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be at home. Josh Hart. Josh Hart. I love Tibbs, but I don't want Tibbs. I love you, baby. I want to beat you to a pulp. You want me, I don't want you. It's like a one-sided relationship. You in love with me, and I love you, but I'm not in love with you. You know what I'm saying?
Normally, I'm all about dudes showing affection towards each other when you're boys, but that was really, really strange from Jimmy Buckets on the Rock the Bells podcast over the weekend.
Yeah, that man might be on that oil. He might have been on some good potion. The way he was talking in that piece right there. And look, Jimmy Butler, does he have a case? Yes, because if he's on the floor, a lot of people would give the Miami Heat a chance versus the Knicks versus the Boston Celtics. But the key is he wasn't on the floor, right? So you don't get that opportunity in 2023-24. Mm-hmm. You don't have that opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. That opportunity got squandered when he got hurt in the play-in game. And he was no longer able to advance with his basketball team, the Miami Heat. So that got taken away from him. And Pat Riley is a guy that from his Laker days coaching, from his New York Knicks days coaching, from his Miami Heat days coaching, from being an executive, he's old school, right?
Yeah.
If you're not out there available for your team, he don't want to hear all this chatter and all this nonsense. Now, he don't care about Jimmy Butler doing that if he's out there playing.
Absolutely.
He don't care about that one bit. But the fact that he's not playing, Pat Riley don't want to hear it.
Especially the way that Pat Riley responded to not wanting to hear that kind of whatever that was from Jimmy Butler over the weekend on the Rock the Bells podcast.
You know, for him to say that, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? If you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
Because Pat Riley, like you mentioned, Harry, he is old school to the core. That young man, that young old man from Schenectady, New York, in the Capital District, has always been about that. Yep. Either you're honest or you're not. Either you're truthful or you're not. Either you can be trusted or you can't be. And that's not to say that he can't trust Jimmy Butler. But that was a message to him to say, dude, why are you saying that? You know we have built this team literally around you. And if you're not able to step up when we need you and stay as healthy as possible, then you can't be trolling other teams who are still in the playoffs. You can't troll a team in Boston that, other than that Game 2 loss, which still boggles my mind that that happened, they went out there and said, we know you have no chance of beating us without him. And we're going to let it be known that after they lost Game 2, Miami did not come within a hair's chance of beating the Boston Celtics. That was Pat Riley's way of saying, hey, Jimmy, shape up. And he also had a mess with Tyler Hero. We need you as healthy as he is.
He's been fragile a little bit. Broke his hand last year in the playoffs. You know, he had some injuries, you know, earlier in his career. And there isn't anybody who works, you know, harder at his game. And Spo's correct. He works and puts the time in. He put the time in the weight room. So how does he keep his calorie intake? And he might have to go to another level nutritionally. He's gotten stronger, but, you know, as the season progresses, you know, you lose some of that. You don't pound the iron like you do, you know, in the off season. But he's got to make some adjustments, definitely.
Did Pat Riley call out the nutrition habits of Tyler Hero? Did he basically say, like, dude, you got to leave Whataburger and Five Guys alone or whatever he's eating that is not up to the nutritional standard of the Miami Heat? Did Pat Riley just call Tyler Hero for his eating habits? That's why he's been injured so much?
Well, here's the thing, though, Freddie, because, like, when you're a professional, right, and everyone is at the height of their games, little things like that could be the difference in you progressing as a player, you being available to your team, or you not being available to your team, and also your game diminishing. So Pat Riley is trying to tell him there are things you got to do differently.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I did learn in Norris Cole, when we had him on, he said it.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Riley doesn't have to be somewhere to know everything that you're doing.
That's true.
And Norris Cole didn't say that for any old reason when we had him on, right? So if you're playing for the Miami Heat and you're going out, Pat Riley going to know. If you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, Pat Riley going to know. If you're doing something great, Pat Riley's going to know. He's also someone who's won an NBA championship as a player, a head coach, assistant coach, and as an executive. So I would think I would listen to somebody who's had that much success at the NBA level, at all levels you can think of.
Yeah.
If I'm Tyler Hero, you know what? I understand this, you know, wearing my leopards down there on South Beach, baby. Rolling down in my leopard speedos may be good, but Pat Riley said I got to change something. So I need to figure out what I need to change.
By the way, Harry Douglas has brought you behind the curtain a little bit. Every coach, successful, not successful, always has those operatives out there because that is their job. If somebody is doing something they should not be doing, one of my favorite stories of all time, a friend of mine used to be an assistant coach for a college basketball team. He said, we were the ones that were the operatives because if it got back to the head coach, he'd have cut every player. And he said, one night the guys were hanging out. I'm not going to name the city. Don't want to keep it out of my mouth as far as that goes. And he said, he got a call at 2:30 in the morning. He said, yo, coach, these bouncers here be bugging. And he heard that. He said, no, it ain't the bouncers. It's you that's bugging. So he said he went down there and made sure that everything was squashed and everything was going to be quelled and everything like that. I said, what would have happened if that had gotten to your boss? He said, we'd had a bunch of high schoolers playing midway through the season. He said, you never want to get a call saying, yo, coach, these bouncers are bugging. There are always people somewhere as operatives on the college level, even on the Division II level, but definitely, Harry, on the pro level, because there's too much money and too much at stake for you to be acting a fool and let that go unchecked, especially somebody like Pat Riley down there in that city when it comes to Miami.
Nothing is going by Pat Riley's head, man. Not when you've been invested in so much for so long and how a lot of people hold you in high regards. You don't anybody playing it for the Miami Heat organization, don't think that you're going to go play for that organization and you're going to be able to do anything that you may deem as sneaky and nobody will find out. They probably know before. While you're thinking about it, they probably know.
They'll ask you the question. Hey, Jimmy, there's something you want to tell me? No, why? When they ask a question like that, they already know the answer. Yep. They want to see if you're going to confess.
But also it's a city, right, where as a young player you could get lost if you don't have the right direction, if you're not steered in the right way, or if you don't have that balance in your life. You can get lost. There's a lot of mommies down there. There's a lot of things down there.
Put it this way. You can get lost down there as an old player. You don't have to be a young player down in
Miami.
You can get lost in the weeds with the talent as an old player. Down in Miami, you don't have to be young to have that action around you if you're not minding your P's and Q's.
Strolling down the beach in your leopard speedos, just strolling, strolling, strolling.
You can just be strolling. Clothed and naked is going to find you down in Miami. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. You can round out your protection. You can do that with Life, Phone, and Pet Health Insurance.
the Knicks could actually beat the Celtics. The tenacity with which they play, I think it was on full display in every single way.
They check all the boxes, not to mention they just play with an energy that can overwhelm the opponent.
But somebody put it out there that if the New York Knicks don't beat the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference semifinals, game one happening tonight at 7:30 Eastern time on TNT, it's going to be a failure. Who said that? Our man Chris Canty from Unsportsmanlike this morning.
I am fully expecting the New York Knicks to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Anything less is not just a disappointment. It's a failure.
I think that argument can be made.
If the New York Knicks don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, after the series that they just came out of, after the draw that they're going to get in the second round as opposed to the alternative, they damn well better get to the Eastern Conference Finals. This is a situation now, if you're the New York Knicks, after that war that you just got out of with the Sixers, if you can't find your way to the Conference Finals, it has to be viewed as a failure.
Man, I would love to disagree with Chris Canty, but I really, really can't. You have home court advantage. You have a Pacers team that's really, really good. That team can score with anybody. But the one thing that you can have at your disposal is that you can control that and control their pace. It's a lot easier to slow down teams than to speed them up. And the Knicks are not going to play that up and down game that worked at times against Philadelphia. That's not going to be a factor for them. But it shows, Harry, exactly where we've come with Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks. If you had had this conversation last year, people would have said, man, you're crazy. That's no way that's considered a failure because we didn't think he would look like that and that team would look like that. And now, even without Julius Randle, Chris Canty from Unsportsmanlike with him, Evan Cohen, and Michelle Smallman on ESPN Radio this morning said, even without Julius Randle, if they don't beat the Indiana Pacers, it's considered a failure. I'm not going to say that he's wrong. I'm going to say that this is exactly where we are because what Jalen Brunson has been able to do in two seasons as a leader and a member of the New York Knicks.
I also agree with Chris Canty. If they can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, it is a failure. And here's some of the main reasons why. Who are some teams that could, allowed them to stumble? Well, number one, when you have a Philadelphia 76ers and a former MVP of last season, Joel Embiid and a Tyrese Maxey, well, you already beaten those guys. Okay, so you eliminated one of those. Okay, who was the other former NBA MVP who's won a NBA championship in the Eastern Conference? You go to the Milwaukee Bucks. Mm-hmm. Well, Indiana just took care of them. So you don't have a healthy Giannis you have to go through. You don't have a healthy Damian Lillard you have to go through. Or Chris Middleton, the way he started playing when those guys went out. Hey, Indiana took care of that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way the Pacers played the game, which is trying to get up and down the floor, and defense is not at the forefront.
Yeah.
Of the teams that are left in the NBA playoffs, right now the Indiana Pacers are last in allowing points. They are. I think they're 14th in Milwaukee and the Phoenix were 15 and 16. They're no longer playing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can control the pace with your grittiness and with Jalen Brunson being able to orchestrate things or get the best shot for your team, if you can out-rebound the Indiana Pacers and gain an edge in that department, I feel like the New York Knicks will be good. Now, it's not going to be easy. Let me say that first.
No, it's not.
Because when I think the advantage that I would give the Indiana Pacers is the simple fact that you have two guys that can score the basketball at will, and that's Siakam and also Tyrese Halliburton.
Right.
Versus the New York Knicks, who has one in Jalen Brunson. So when you get down to crunch time, even though Jalen Brunson has been so phenomenal, I would rather have two than to be able to have just one. And that's how I view the Indiana Pacers right now. But if they play that stifling, tough defense and they out-rebound them and get offensive rebounds,
yeah,
I don't see them losing to the Indiana Pacers. I just don't.
That's the X factor you just mentioned, offensive rebounding, because that killed the Philadelphia 76ers. How many times did we see the Knicks get two, three, sometimes four opportunities to score the basketball? Because Philadelphia, even though they were definitely bigger inside, could not get those rebounds because Josh Hart was so good by getting offensive rebounds. Hartenstein was good at that. Mitchell Robinson, when he got back into the lineup after being injured in that series, he was terrific at that. Indiana wants to get the ball and go up and down the floor and make those shots and get those easy shots in transition. But if you're not minding your P's and Q's in the offensive boards, the Knicks absolutely killed the Philadelphia 76ers doing that. If you're Indiana, if you don't secure that ball, it's going to be a long, long series that's going to be over very, very quickly. I got the Knicks winning in seven. I think it's going to go to a full seven games. I think it's going to be a terrific series. But that Indiana Pacers team, I'm telling you, I know Milwaukee's compromised. This is not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a seven-game series, in my opinion, when it's all said and done. I got the Knicks winning it, but it wouldn't surprise me if Indiana finds a way maybe to win this series in six, because I think they can steal a game in Madison Square Garden. Not saying the Knicks can't do it in Indianapolis, but I could see Indiana doing that. If not tonight, definitely game two on Wednesday.
See, I think they're going to have to play great, you know, perimeter defense because of the simple fact you have a guy, Miles Turner, who is going to be on the perimeter most of the time, right? He's
absolutely
not going to be inside in the paint. Even though Joel Embiid can step out and shoot the three,
I don't
view him as being a guy inside the paint as much as a Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Miles Turner wants to shoot the three. He wants to stretch the floor a little bit. So I think perimeter defense is going to be key in this matchup. And I think for the Pacers,
okay,
I think someone who has really stepped up of late, O'Connell.
Oh, yeah, T.J. McConnell, the backup point guard.
I'm interested to see how he's going to be in this series versus a team as tough as New York.
Who you got winning the series?
I got New York in six.
New York in six? Okay. Yeah. I'll do a little rapid fire with you. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. We know the Knicks and Pacers series will be a hot ticket. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats. They are the official ticketing partner of ESPN, so get great deals on the hottest tickets so that you can experience it live. Game two tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves at the Denver Nuggets. Timberwolves already with a 1-0 lead in the series. And Anthony Edwards is like, oh, we ain't coming. We here.
We just coming out to play. Yeah, it's not about introducing us to nobody. We know who we are. We don't care what people say or what people think about us. We're a collective group. We trust each other. It's all love between us. And we're well coached. So, you know, we coming out. And as long as we got each other back, it don't really matter what anybody else thinks.
So I still got Denver winning this series in six. But Denver loses tonight. This series may be over in five, as far as I'm concerned. Or Minnesota's going to win it in six. I still got Denver winning tonight. I got them winning the series in six. What about you?
Yeah, I got Denver winning tonight as well. There are the stories about Rudy Gobert. He just had his firstborn child.
Yep.
Not sure if he's going to be able to get back in time. But also, I'm going the Nuggets in seven. I think this is a series that will go seven games because of how good both teams are and how – you know, Minnesota has grown so much over the years. So
yeah.
I think it's going to go seven, but I'm still going Denver. I'm not counting out Nikola Jokic.
Me neither.
Just because they lost game one. That's insane. A lot of people are doing it, and I understand how great Anthony Edwards has been and Carl Anthony Towns being able to compliment him and, you know, Mike Conley Jr. and what he's been able to do as a point guard. But and Naz Reid, sixth man of the year coming off the bench. But I just can't give up on something I've seen over and over again in the Denver Nuggets.
Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics start game one tomorrow. Who do you like in that series?
I'm going to go Boston in five.
I'm going to say Boston in five as well. I mean, Cleveland, good on them. Not losing game seven to Orlando Magic team. They had an 18-point lead in the first half. And that building was like, wait, to those guys? We don't even know anybody on that team. We thought Shaquille O'Neal still played for the Orlando Magic. And they were by 18 points to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first half. And then Donovan Mitchell went spider on those guys scoring 39 points. I'm with you. The Celtics win this one in five because I think the Cavaliers, we don't know when Jared Allen is going to be back. And that's a frontline rim protector that you really need. This way Evan Mobley is not doing that by himself. Mavericks Thunder, that kicks off tomorrow night. Who do you got in that series?
Luka.
Okay.
Kyrie. I'm going with the Dallas Mavericks, man. This is a team that finished hot to end the year. We both felt strongly about them winning the series versus the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to get that done in six games. So I'm going with the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic.
I'm going to go Oklahoma City in seven.
Ooh.
I'm going to go OKC in seven. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was being able to do, but I can't wait to see how Lou Dort matches up against Luka Doncic because Lou Dort defends everybody. I think you told him to defend his parents, he probably would too, and make sure they couldn't score. I got to get to the kitchen, baby, to cook your dinner. No, Ma, I got to guard. You can't get to the kitchen. That's how Lou Dort is, that kind of maximized defender that is strong enough and tough enough and quick enough to make Luka Doncic work. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander won't level off Kyrie Irving because once Kyrie gets going, that's going to be a matchup nightmare. I don't think we're going to see him on him too much. But I believe in Oklahoma City having home court advantage. I think it goes to seven games. I think I got SGA and the boys finding their way to get to the Western Conference Finals. That has not happened since Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden won the same basketball team.
I'll tell everyone, watch out for Chet Holmgren. This is a series I think he can really, 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 raise eyebrows more so than he's already done this season in his rookie year, because he missed the first year he got drafted. But this is a series I think that he can really open some eyebrows even more.
I would say three words for Chet Holmgren.
I should say open eyes more.
Okay. Open eye. They have to be open when it comes to him. I just got three words for Chet Holmgren. Eat some brisket. You're in Oklahoma. They got rib joints everywhere, especially in Bricktown. Just throw a dart at one, go in there, get in the three-point stance, and have at it. Eat some brisket, Chet Holmgren, because he is way too light in the britches, no matter how effective of a player he's been in his rookie season after being knocked out last year because of an injury.
Dev will definitely understand this one. One thing I do know about Chet Holmgren, he done been to some cookouts.
Oh, you had that on good authority?
He done been to some cookouts.
Okay. I just want to make sure we understand each other. And when you go to that cookout, Chet Holmgren, eat some brisket. This PSA from Freddie Coben and Harry Douglas on Freddie and Harry. Speaking of roast and brisket, who's that athlete out there? You say to yourself, man, if he was on that spit, he would not take it well by being roasted. Now, Tom Brady handled it well being roasted last night, the Hall of Fame quarterback that played for the Buccaneers and before that the New England Patriots. Who's that athlete you would not want to see roasted because you know it'll be awkward for everybody involved? Harry Douglas believes it'd be Donovan McNabb, a former NFL quarterback, because McNabb's the kind of guy that would give it right back to you and not wait till after the party's over. I think it would be Aaron Rodgers, current quarterback of the New York Jets, because Aaron Rodgers, he don't play that. The athlete you would not want to see roasted and why? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls are next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us in the Red Gate Monday edition of Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in, and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. In case you missed it, last night, Tom Brady got roasted, not just by celebrities, not just by the Peyton Mannings of the world, but even one of his former teammates and head coach got involved, Julian Edelman and Bill Belichick.
Who's laughing now, Tom? Not you, because your face can't move and you don't have a sense of humor.
Gronk, I've been watching you on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job. Do another job. Do somebody else's job.
Even Peyton Manning, where he had the line, he says, it's glad to see Tom Brady in a room full of people just getting, you know, getting teased about by other friends. Or as we like to call it, the Manning family household, Thanksgiving. So he said that on stage. Eli Manning even said on Twitter, he wasn't there, he said, I thought about attending the roast of Tom Brady last night, but I did not want to roast him for a third time. So Tom Brady took all that in good stride, except for the one comedian, Jeff Ross, who says something about Robert Kraft, the owner of New England Patriots. And Tom Brady walked up to the stage, and people were wondering, is this going to be another version of Will Smith and Chris Rock? No, it did not happen. He didn't raise his hands in anger, but he went up and whispered in his ear so everybody could hear, don't say that bleep again. And he left Robert Kraft alone when it came to that comedian. But all in all, so many different celebrities across so many different spectrums being there to have a chance to roast Tom Brady.
I think that was the cool part about it, right? So many different celebrities coming together for Tom Brady being able to do that Netflix series or show, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But being available to be joked on. Like, if you were in that room, anything could have happened.
Oh, no question.
Like, it nothing was off limits and that whole nine. So shout out to everyone being a great sport.
Yes.
And like today, man, we're laughing about it and enjoying it.
Yeah, and because Tom Brady knows that helps his brand. It makes him even more of a brand, especially when he takes over as the number one color analyst for Fox NFL when he takes that over Kevin Burkhardt. So he knows any goodwill we can have when all that scrutiny is going to be on him and he can't throw a touchdown pass to overcome it, that's going to be very interesting, just like the roast was last night involving Tom Brady. Who is that athlete that you would not want to see roasted? For Harry Douglas, you said it was Donovan McNabb, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, Donovan McNabb? Why him?
Because he's a funny dude, right? And once he gets started, it's no coming back from it. It's going to be from the morning to the midday to late night to the point where you're like, bro, shut the hell up.
2 days later, still calling you about something you said.
Same thing, man.
Sending you emojis on your phone and everything. Donovan, let it go. The roast is over. For my money, be Aaron Rodgers, because just based on what we've seen and how he has reacted to certain things, and he is unafraid to speak whatever conspiracy theory is out there regarding anything, that roast would be awkward from the jump. I don't even think he has any relations with his family, so you can't invite them, because that would get awkward. Certain teammates that he played with in Green Bay, nah, I know how he is. I can't be doing that. That's one guy that would be a very, very painful watch regarding Aaron Rodgers.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, though, at the Kentucky Derby, his area wasn't too far from mine. Like, I could see him and the rest of the guys from where I was sitting. Same thing was last year as well. I actually, A.J. Hawk, went to go take a nice little restroom break, and me and A.J. Hawk happened to be in the restroom at the same time. He was like, come out there and holler at the guys. I was like, I will, but I was going to get my tequila more so than I was making my way down there. The
tequila always wins.
Yes, it does.
Tequila change your mind. Change the taste in your mouth, too, but it definitely change your mind as far as that goes. One of our favorites is Pastor Johnny Carl Ray Jr. He says, my athlete would be Charles Barkley. Do you see how he gets when Shaq starts talking about the rings he doesn't have? Imagine his reaction to that.
See, I don't think Charles has thick skin.
Yes, he does.
He understands. I think it's Shaq. If I had to pick between any one of those guys on,
it'd be Shaq.
You know, the TNT set, I would choose Shaq before any of them, because Shaq is someone, like, when you go to talk about certain things, he gets a little sensitive and serious a lot.
Yeah, especially, I remember when he first retired, that whole thing involving him and Kobe Bryant, that people literally choosing sides, and one person didn't want to do that, and Shaq was like, you got to pick one or the other. And finally, they were able to get that thaw, thankfully, before Kobe Bryant passed away. But yeah, for the longest time, even when he played, he got a little sensitive about certain things involving certain players that he played with or he played against. What say you and Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app at 888-SAY-ESPN? That is 888-729-3776. Who is the athlete you would not want to see roasted and why? One of our favorites is the Mighty Wolf in Virginia. We always bring him in properly in 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Welcome in. Yeah, adding something to it, man. A little
remix there.
Tequila cocktail. You know, that's a welcome, respectful howl by my Pack Brothers members and associates. I appreciate it as always. I got a quick little story, if I may, before I let you know who I believe is the man you should stay away from on that hot table. When I was a kid, I was running to Queens, over to the OTB at the time from New Jersey. I ran over with everybody's number, half a sheet of bets, and a horse named Giacomo was in part of it. Okay. I was putting so many bets in, but it was in the exactas and tries and all those crazy things that they do. And even the lady behind the counter who took the money said, "Didn't you have Giacomo? I didn't think one second about putting $10 on it myself." Skip forward 2 years, a rack of lamb come out from a little place in Cliffside Park, New Jersey, priced down. It might have been whatever they were supposed to be, but it was priced down $3 or $4 a pound. I ran over to Mom. I said, "Mom, I got something for us. I got one of them lamb chops. It's priced down. It's supposed to be whatever it is." And everybody's running over there and taking them all. She got one. I said, "Yeah." She said, "They're all gone." I said, "Yeah." She said, "You did the same thing with Giacomo."
Mama knows.
Mom was 98 at the time, just to let you know.
Wow. Good. Wow.
God bless her. I took care of her for the last 8-9 years of her life, and she was out every day, man. A beautiful, positive, upbeat lady. I mean, phenomenal person. Passed away at 101.5. But was upbeat, positive, just enriched. Love God. And love life, you know?
Fantastic.
Something special.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry to go off on that tangent.
It's all right.
But I loved Mom. Anyway, the man I would like you to stay away from, please, don't put him on that hot dais, would be Mr. Oakley, the last of the enforcers. I have my own enforcer, Mr. Sonny Frances, I think I mentioned to you, to do some research. But a basketball player that I would not want to roast, got on the wrong side, that famous author and enforcer, Mr. Oakley.
Yeah, man, Oak's one of those dudes, and he used to tell me so many stories about, like, his sister growing up, like how all the guys were scared to even argue or go back and forth with his sister because they knew he was going to be right there to smack him up. And, man, he used to have me laughing so hard about the stories, man. But Oak is a real one, man. Like, He don't care. He gonna speak his mind. If you don't like it, he gonna say the hell with you.
Yeah, because believe me, when he had that whole thing about saying Jalen Brunson is the greatest Knick that's played for that organization, meaning the New York Knicks, since Walt Frazier in the 70s, and believe me, he had everybody, plenty of people coming at him. He did not back off of that. He did not stand away. He said, "Bring it on, bring it on," and he brought receipts to the table, whether you agreed with him or not, when it came to what he had to say. One of our other favorites is Eazy-E, Eric in New York. Eazy-E, who is the athlete you would not want to roast the most, and why?
Freddie and Harry, how you doing, man?
We're good, brother. Eric, how are you?
Doing good, E.
I'm doing good. Hey, Harry, man, you looking sharp. You and your lady. Oh, my God. Y'all looking so good. And I'm going to have to steal that plum from you. You know, I'm going to be rocking that one day. You look so damn good. Look good, brother.
Tell Appreciate you. That, E. All Thank right. you, man.
All right. That's good, man. Listen, Wolf just stole mine because I was going to say, you know what? You know who my athlete is? I'm going to take Harry's cookout and spade partner. That's what I was going to say. But Wolf just took mine. So I'm going to just come up with some. So now, how about Pat Beverly? Don't have any basketballs in the room.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. Like a recent vintage involving Pat Beverly. Yeah, he would not want to be the roastie at a roast, man, with Pat Bev. Yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't on the day after
Oh, you
that nonsense. Yeah. And
I'm kind of glad you weren't. Well, I wish you were, but I know why.
Pat has to do better.
Yeah.
He has to be better.
How do you throw a basketball twice at somebody, think that that's okay, and then try to say, well, it wasn't fair because security didn't try to calm people down? Really? Come on now.
Got
to
be better. Inexcusable.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Unique in New Jersey, another one of our favorites. Brother Unique, how are you, and who's the athlete you would not want to see roasted, my friend? Oh, Unique dropped? He just dropped? God, we hate when that happens. We hate when bad things and bad phone lines happen to good people, as far as that goes. Ray in Texas, the great state of Texas. Ray, who is the athlete you would not want to see roasted, and why?
Well, how you youngins doing?
We're good, my friend. Long time no chat, brother. How's everything with you, Ray?
I know. Well, you know, living out here at the ranch, just looking at a bunch of cows. Hey, I tell you what, I've got the best answer, and I should win today.
Okay.
It's real simple. Think about it. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan, right?
That's right.
I forget the jet part. Charles Haley.
Yeah. You don't want to roast him. Mm-mm. Charles Haley.
I'm curious. What part of Texas does Ray live in?
I live in Hondo, sir.
Hondo. Like, what is it close to? What major city is it close to in Texas?
Kind of close. It's between the border of Mexico and San Antonio.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to get an invite to the ranch. I want to come out there. I want to look at those cows as well. Probably milk a few of them too, right?
You can come anytime. I was going to invite you guys. Okay. After the whole ceiling fan incident, if you've got 15 seconds, I'll tell you a funny story.
Go ahead.
About a week ago, it was a Friday morning, about 4:45. I'm having coffee with my beautiful wife of 40 years.
Nice.
And I said, "Hun, I got to go out and put a well in. I got to do some fence. I got to shred some pasture land and move some cattle. But I got to be done by 2. Because why do you got to be done by 2? Before I could say anything, she looked over her coffee. She goes, "Oh, it's your little friends, Love Friday on ESPN.
Love Friday.
Wow. And I'm like, "What do you mean, my little friends?" She goes, "I know. You've been talking to them." I go, "Yes, ma'am." And I've got other stories, but every Friday at the ranch, I stop and I look like a crackhead with my phone trying to get a signal to call you guys. So, I love your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh.
And you guys Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Ray, much love as always, my friend. I would love to take him up with that offer to hang out, because for those who don't know, Hondo is the county seat of Medina County in Texas. Has about 8,000 people. I guarantee you everybody knows who Ray is.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
They got I know they got nothing 100%. Kind words to say about Brother Ray. Oh, my goodness. Keep weighing in. You can do that on Twitter as well. Who's the athlete you would not want to see roasted and why? Hit us up at HDouglas83. That's Harry's handle. My handle, Coleman ESPN. J3 says Curt Schilling, because we know that would not land well with him. Rashad said, "Did someone say Ron Artest?"
Ooh.
Enough said, LOL. Yeah.
Metal World Peace now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's from the Queensbridge Projects in New York. Look that up and you'll say, no wonder you do not mess with him. That is the case with that. Keep weighing in. Athlete you would not want to see roasted at 888-729-3776. We got two pieces of in other news. One, advice for one of our producers. Two, guess who has a bowl game named after them? That's next on Freddie and Harry, and this is ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us in the Reggae Monday edition of Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. And do not forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio each and every night around this time. We're here to take care of you, because we know that that has to happen. You got plenty of things to do, plenty of things to worry about, plenty of things to discuss and think about. So you don't have time to keep up on everything. Lucky for you, that's where Freddie and Harry come in.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
So our first piece of In Other News involves Shannon Penn, our producer, who needs some advice As a dad, he needs advice from the two other dads on this program, meaning Harry Douglas and Freddie Cohen. So, Shannon Penn, what advice do you need?
This ain't even about the kids right now. This is about the missus.
Okay. So you need husband advice.
Oh, I need husband advice.
This took a turn.
All right, Knicks and Pacers, big series. We know about the history between these two organizations, franchises, what have you, right? Mm-hmm. There's some information about my wife I didn't know. I didn't find out till we were together, and by that time, we were together long enough so I couldn't go back.
Okay.
My wife's favorite player is Reggie Miller.
Oh!
Her favorite player of all time is Reggie Miller.
Oh!
Not saying she's going to be rooting for the Pacers in this series, but how am I going to deal with that right now? How can I live with myself knowing that she had committed to something like that before she got with me? I'm hurt right now. I don't know how to digest this. I need some help, some advice. What do I do? Because you know they're going to be showing Reggie Miller 8 points, 8.9 seconds. They're going to be showing it.
I got you.
Okay. I want to hear this.
Jamal Crawford is on the way. He's on the come up.
Jamal Crawford.
Appreciate you, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well done by you.
So what if the Pacers?
Well done by you.
What if the Pacers?
I like it.
They get up in the series, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say the Knicks come back and win.
Yeah.
Would you, Shannon, do the Reggie Miller choke symbol at your wife?
Absolutely.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Because we know if the situation's reversed, you're going to do that to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You think about it. Last series, I had to watch with my son and his Joel Embiid jersey, cheering for the Sixers the whole time.
Yeah.
Now I got my wife here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a hold of your house.
I know. It's like his house.
For real.
It's like your house is like enemy territory now.
This is for real.
The only one on your side is baby girl.
That wasn't even the case, too.
I don't think so either.
She was a big Kelly Oubre fan the last series. His name is Kelly?
It's like you're literally in your house sleeping with the enemy involving your wife and your two kids, man. Seriously.
I didn't think to bring that up during the courting process when we were younger, you know?
There's certain parameters you got to know.
It's like, what are your dreams, your aspirations? And by the way,
who's your favorite ball player? Exactly. There's certain things that you got to find out before life decisions are made.
If a game is close in this series and say like 10, 8 seconds left.
I want an update.
And the Pacers win.
Oof.
And she looks at you and hits you with the, I mean, you should know by now it only takes 8 seconds.
Oh, wow.
She said to me after the Knicks won game 6, she's like, oh, now I got to put up with at least 4 more of these.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
She was like, you were unbearable.
Put it this way. Is she going to be unbearable like that? Return the favor.
I mean, you gotta go all out.
You two are two kids in. She's not going anywhere. Neither are you. Neither are you. So now we have a bowl game that I'm sure that maybe Shannon Penn may be attending, depending on how the Knicks Pacers series turns out. It's no longer called the Arizona Bowl. It's now officially called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
And I'm so high, and I'm so high.
I guarantee you, that swag bag will be very interesting.
100%.
That may be the most
anticipated. We want to go to the Gin and Juice Bowl.
Exactly. Wait a minute, you're 12-0 about to play in the playoff. No, we're not. We want to go there. That swag bag would be interesting. Amber and Ian comes your way next for Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas. This has been Freddie and Harry on the mighty ESPN Radio. Take care, God bless, and as always, stay away from that Gin and Juice.
Gin and,
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.